It's good to be here again.
何等美好，我可以再在这里。
It's especially wonderful this morning to be around the Lord's table.
特别奇妙的就是今天可以跟大家一起在桌子面前。
And I do have a question. Why do we have the Lord's table every week?
我有一个问题，就是为什么每周我们都有擘饼聚会？
And we sang this song, we mentioned that it's easy for us to forget.
在唱诗歌里面提到，我们很容易忘记。
And because we forget very quickly our relationship with God through the Lord Jesus, we come together the first day of the week to remember.
因为我们这么快的忘记，所以我们有这样的机会每周再来在他面前来纪念他
To reflect what the Lord has done in each one of our lives
再来思想主在我们生命里面所做的
As one person prayed this morning taken us out of darkness
就像一个弟兄或者姐妹祷告的今天早上把我们从黑暗中带出来
Into the kingdom of his beloved son Into the kingdom of light
进入他爱子光明的国度。
Wonderful.
何等奇妙。
Turn in your Bibles this morning.
让我们今天早上把圣经打开。
To, in the Old Testament, to Zechariah.
在旧约里面的撒迦利亚书。
The book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
One fragment, Zechariah 4.
只有这一个地方，就是四章的
verse 10.
第十节。
This question: For who has despised the day of small things?
这是一个提问，谁藐视这日的事为小呢
？For who has despised The day of small things.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢
？We are born wanting to be big.
我们生出来都是一个婴儿。
And the Lord spends our whole lifetime making us small.
然后神就使用我们一生的时间，让我们在小事里面。
And also turn just to a couple verses in First Corinthians.
然后我们再看两处章节，是在哥林多前书。
First Corinthians 1.
哥林多前书第一节。
Verse 18 and 19.
十八十九节
Verse 18 For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing But to us who are being saved It is the power of God
第一章第十八节因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能
Verse 19 For it is written I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside.
第十九节，就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
God is always working to set us aside.
神一直在做一件事，就是把我们分别出来。
We are born a very clever people.
我们生下来好像都是聪明人。
It's in our DNA.
是在我们的基因里面。
We are born to be king of our life.
我们生下来就是要在自己的生命里面做王。
To rule over others.
而且来掌控其他的人。
Even a small baby wants their own way.
就算那个小小的婴儿也要他的旨意成就。
And you know,You who have children and have had children know how Even in a little two-year-old, they want their own way.
如果有孩子的都知道，就算在两岁这么小的孩子里面，他也要走自己的路。
And God, in His love and His mercy,
那神在他的爱跟怜悯里面
keeps working in us daily.
每天在我们的生活里面来做
through many different ways.
借着许多的方式方法
to bring us to nothing.
把我们带到一个地步，就是无有。
And if I was to give a title to share, my sharing this morning, it would be, We live in the day of humiliation.
如果今天早上有题目的话，就是我们活在一个谦卑的年代。
Now we don't like it.
我们不喜欢这件事。
But God is humbling us.
但神在让我们降卑。
And this is what we're going to be talking about.
这就是我们要讲的。
The ways of God.
就是神的道路。
The children of Israel never learned this lesson.
以色列的这些儿女们没有学这个功课。
They had the greatest teacher in Moses, but they did not know the ways of God.
他们有最伟大的教师，像摩西，但却没有学降卑的功课。
They knew God was big.
他们知道神是大的。
They knew God had saved them.
他们知道神拯救了他们
But they stopped right there as babies.
但是他们就停在那里成为婴儿
But the ways of God has a purpose.
但是神的道路有他的旨意
And that is to make us like his son.
就是让我们像他的儿子一样
To become a bride.
成为新妇
To become his counterpart.
成为与他相配的
To be able to commune with him.Just as Moses did,
可以与他来交通，就像摩西一样。
And many of the men and women of the Bible,
在圣经里面有许多的男女
they had an intimacy with the Lord.
与主与神有这样亲密的关系。
They had learned the ways of God.
他们学习了神的这条路。
It's the way of the cross.
就是十字架的道路。
And that simply means, not my will, but thine be done.
很简单的讲，就是不照我的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we're thankful for your table this morning.
父啊，我们为今早的饼杯聚会感谢你。
We are wayward people.
我们真的是忧虑焦急的人。
And how we need to be reminded of who you are.
我们何等需要被提醒你到底是谁。
How we need to be reminded of what you desire in your heart.
我们何等需要被提醒你心中所要的是什么。
How you want to have this intimate fellowship with us.
你何等的渴望与我们有这样亲密的关系。
How you want us to take everything to thee in prayer.
你何等愿望我们把所有事带到你面前。
And so Lord, even as we look into your word now,
就像我们现在来看到你的话语。
We thank you that through your word you teach us.
感谢你借着你的话语来教导。
You convict us of sin.
让我们心里面对罪有一个承认。
You correct us.
来更正我们
and you train us in righteousness,
而且在公义里面来教导我们
even the righteousness of your beloved son,
在你儿子的公义里面
give us the words to say,
给我们所要讲的话
and give us an anointing to hear,
给我们一个高被高的耳朵可以听
we pray this in your most precious name,
如此的祷告是奉你最宝贵的名
Amen,
Amen.
In Genesis 1:1,
在创世纪的第一章第一节
we have a great beginning.
我们有一个很伟大的开始
In the beginning, God.
起初神
God is the originator.
神是起初的，开始的
And that's a good start.
这是一个很好的开始
And later on in the word, he says, I'm also the end.
在后面也提到他也是那至终的
and everything in between
他也是中间的一切
and when we abide and stay in that place
如果我们是住在这个里面的话
We're safe.
我们就是安全的。
We have peace and joy in the devil's world.
就算在这个邪恶的世界里面，我们也有平安喜乐。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This was the first creation.
起初神创造天地，这是起初的创造。
But we know that there was a rebellion in heaven.
但我们知道在天上有悖逆。
The number one created being, Lucifer.
在所造里面，那第一的就是路西佛。
Though he was number one.
虽然他是被造里面的第一。
He did not like his position.
但他却不喜欢自己的地位。
And he rebelled against God.
这个时候他就向神来悖逆。
And he said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven.
他在心里面说，我要升到天的最高。
I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
I will sit on the mount of the assembly.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上。
I will make myself like the Most High.
我要与至上者同等。
Now, why did I read that?
为什么我要读这些？
Because that is our DNA.
这个就是我们的基因。
That is the fountainhead of our old nature.
这就是我们这个本性里面那个源泉。
The seedbed of everything evil in man is found right there.
在人里面所有邪恶的根源就在这里可以找到。
And after God had first created everything perfectly,
当开始起初神创造一切都是美好的。
There was this rebellion.
就开始有这个背叛。
And Lucifer, son of the morning, was cast out of heaven with one third of the angels.
那早晨之子路西佛就带着三分之一的天使堕落。
And it appears that he inhabited planet Earth.
那很清楚的看到他就得着了这个地。
And we know what Satan does when he inhabits anything.
我们知道当撒旦他手里抓住任何事会发生什么。
He brings chaos.
就带来混乱。
He brings darkness.
就带来黑暗。
And that is the second verse of Genesis 1.
这就是创世纪第一章的第二节。
The earth was formless, void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
That is the work of this proud angel.
这个就是那个骄傲的天使所做的。
This qualified angel.
这个有能力的天使。
No one had greater leadership skill or more greater leadership responsibility.
没有人有更多领袖的职责跟才能。
Very rich.
非常的丰富。
Very beautiful.
非常美丽。
Even an angel of light.
他甚至是光明的天使。
But he was not satisfied.
但是他却不满足。
And he destroyed everything he touched.
然后他就毁灭了所有他所碰到的。
Including planet Earth.
包括这个地球。
And when God is not present, what happens?
当神不在那里会发生什么？
Things become dark.
这些事物就变成黑暗。
We've all experienced that in our own hearts.
我们都在自己心里体验过。
There becomes confusion.
就出来迷惑。
And the earth became an ice pack without heat.
然后这个地球也成为就像那个冰库一样，没有温暖。
But then the second half of that verse, the good news.
然后在这一节的后半节，好消息。
What God created in verse 1, he will finish.
神在第一节所创造的他会持续下去。
And the Holy Spirit began to brood over this earth.
然后神的灵就运行在这个地上。
And we come into the second creation in verse 3.
然后在第三节就讲到二次的创造。
And God said, let there be light.
神说要有光。
And we can follow that word all through the Bible.
然后我们就可以带着这个光，这个光就从这里开始持续到整个圣经。
Jesus came as the light of the world.
耶稣来，他就是世界的光。
And what are we to be?
我们是什么呢？
The light of the world.
世上的光。
God continued his plan in that first, second creation.
在神的这个再造里面，神继续了他的计划。
He was not stymied, stopped by that first rebellion.
并不因为第一次的背叛，神就停止了。
He created man.
他创造了人。
And his name is what? Who?
他的名字叫什么？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Adam. 对不起，他那个。
I'm thankful someone said Adam. Remind me.
我很感谢神，因为有的人讲了亚当。
He created Adam and Eve.
他创造的是亚当跟夏娃。
You know, it's God who does everything.
神他做了所有的一切。
I'm overemphasizing this in a way.
我在这里可能过分强调了。
But when you think of how man was created.
但你如果想到人怎么被创造
He took some dust.
他用尘土
He formed it.
然后把它让它成型
And through breathing into that dust became a human being.
然后他吹了一口气就成了有灵的活人
It's an incredible thought.
这是一个非常不可思议的想法
First of all, our origin is dust.
第一个，我们的起源原来是尘土。
We would always be dust.
我们其实总是尘土。
If it wasn't for the breath of God.
但如果没有神的吹的这口气的话。
And because God breathed into man.
但因为神吹了这口气在人里面。
Man could communicate with God.
人就可以与神交流。
And that is God's purpose right there.
这就是神的旨意，就在这里。
To have fellowship with him.
与他有交通。
But man.Sin.
但是人却犯了罪。
Man listened to the deceiver.
因为人听了那欺骗者的话。
Man listened to this one who wanted to usurp the authority of God.
人听从了这个要混乱神权柄的
话。He wanted to be bigger than God.
因为这个讲话的他要比神更高。
And when the woman looked at the tree with her eyes,
当这个女人看到树上的果子
and the tree looked good to eat,
悦人的眼目
and it would make her wise, even like God,
可以让她知道善恶就像神一样
she was deceived and she ate,
然后她就接受并且吃了
and her husband also,
她的丈夫也吃了
though not deceived, he of his free choice,said, I will follow the woman.
虽然他有自由的意志，但是他却在欺骗里面选择了我跟随这个女人。
Incidentally, that incident, man following the woman, has plagued us to this day.
然后从那个时候开始，男人跟从女人一直到今天还有。
But that's not the story this morning.
但今天早上我们不讲这个故事。
We'll save that for another time.
也许下一次。
But God had started in the beginning.
但是神他开始了。
God will end his purpose.
他要完成他的旨意。
Though man rejected God.
虽然人拒绝神。
God pursued man.
但神却一直来寻找人。
There's not one believer in this room that God did not follow you and choose you first.
在我们中间每一个相信神的人神都曾经寻找你来得着你。
If it was left to us, we would never choose God.
如果我们来决定都不会选神。
Why not?
为什么不呢?
Because we have the poison of the enemy. We want to be bigger than God.
因为我们有这个仇敌来的毒我们想比神更大。
We do this even today. We will go a whole day without consulting God.
我们今天还这样，整天都不会向神求问。
We will call someone for information.
我们会打电话找人寻找信息。
We will call the doctor.
我们打电话给医生。
We will Google for an answer.
然后搜寻谷歌。
And often God will not allow us to get an answer.
但是很多时候神却不让我们找到答案。
Because he is waiting for fellowship. He wants us to talk to him.
因为他在等候那个交通，他在等我们来求问他。
He's the one who created us.
因为他创造了我们。
He is bigger than us.
他比我们都大。
He has all the answers.
他有所有事情的答案。
He wants us to consult him.
他愿意我们来求问他。
This is why we were created.
这就是我们为什么被造。
But because of this poison, we make decisions all of ourselves.
但因着这个毒，我们总是自己来拿主意。
How foolish we are!
何等的愚昧
！How sinful we are!
何等的罪
！Sin is simply one word: broken communion with the Lord.
如果罪的话，可以有一个很简单的解释，就是那个毁坏掉的交通。
And any time.We have lost that communion, not abiding. We make horrendous mistakes.
什么时候我们失去了那个交通我们不住在它里面，就
And God often lets us just do our own thing.
然后神就任凭我们做我们自己的事。
Until we run into a wall.
直到我们撞到一堵墙。
We come to a dead end.
到了一个死胡同。
Kind of like a box canyon. There's no place to go.
就像被四面被围，哪也去不了。
And then, like a little child, we turn around and cry, "Lord, help me."
然后我们就像一个小孩子一样来转向神，主啊，帮助我。
But maybe a whole week has gone by where we have tried in ourselves.
但是在这个之前，可能整周我们都是自己在那里努力。
Young people often do this in their studies.
年轻人经常在他们学习上面这样来做。
And then they are humble enough to go to their teacher.
然后他们就足够谦卑才来找老师。
And then, if that doesn't work, finally, Father, I need your help.
如果这个也不行，最后，父啊，我需要你来帮助。
The Lord knows how to lead us. He's the great shepherd.
神他是大牧人，他知道怎么带领我们。
So the purpose for God even creating us.
那神创造我们的目的
is to bring us into such a close relationship with him that we can be able to live with him forever.
就是把我们带到这样紧密的关系，所以我们可以跟他永远住在一起。
But in the meantime, also defeat the enemy.
在同时，他也打败了仇敌。
We're called to subdue, take dominion.
我们被呼召是来征服，是来掌权的。
And as we go on with the Lord, we see that life itself is too big for us.
当我们这样持续地跟随主的时候，就发现，生命其实更大。
Insurmountable problems.
比我们更大，这些所有的问题。
Disappointments.
所有的失望。
Frustrations.
所有的沮丧。
Anxiousness.
焦虑。
Sicknesses.
疾病。
Even death.
甚至死亡。
And we find behind all of this, there is a conflict going on.
而且我们发现在这所有之后，还有一个冲突。
And God has created us to take dominion, to subdue the enemy.
那神拯救我们，是让我们来掌权，是让我们征服的。
In our own personal life first.
在我们个人的生命开始。
And in the life of the body of Christ, our family.
然后在神的在主的身体里面，也在我们的家庭。
Many parents are trying to deal with raising children, raising teenagers in their own strength.
很多的父母在靠着自己的力量学习怎么样来教养孩子，而且跟青少年打交道。
Taking psychology courses.
学一些心理学。
But there is a power behind our.Rebellious children.
但是在我们的孩子里面，那个悖逆的灵，后面是有他的那个其他的东西。
That power is satanic.
这个 力量其实是撒旦的力量。
Spiritual forces, principalities and rulers.
是属灵的那个掌权的跟天上执政的。
Far superior to even the greatest human genius.
比所有人类里面最最大的那些天才都要有能力。
We learn this in the book of Job.
我们在约伯书里面看到。
The power that can be unleashed with this.With this man, or with this creature,
这个被造的，它里面有极大的能力可以释放出来。
But we have been called to defeat him.
但我们被呼召是要打败他。
Two or more gathered together in my name, I am there.
两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
What's the church?
教会是什么
？Two or three.
两个或三个。
It can be a husband and wife.
就可以是丈夫跟妻子。
And the two of them say, "This child is yours."
如果两个人说这个孩子是属于你的
，It's not the enemies.
不是属于仇敌的。
This teenager.
这个青少年
has become dark.
已经转成了黑暗了。
Lord, you created this person.
但是神啊，你创造了这个人。
We as parents are stewards of this child.
作为父母，我们只是做这个孩子的管家。
We're to stand for their salvation.
我们要为着他的救恩而站住。
We're to stand for their life.
我们要为他们的生命而站住。
Only you can remove the darkness.
只有你可以去除他里面的黑暗。
You know, it's nice when your parents and your children are down here, and you can take them to Disneyland, and they have a great time.
很好的事情就是你可以带着这些小孩子们带他们到那个迪士尼乐园。
But then all of a sudden, age 10.
但是突然之间当他们十岁的时候
age 12.
十二岁的时候
something happens.
有些事情发生了。
And the parents do not know what to do.
这个时候父母都不知道该怎么办。
But God does.
但神知道。
God is the answer.
因为神就是那个答案。
He has dealt with Satan.
他曾经与撒旦征战过
all of his power and all of his darkness.
曾经与撒旦的能力跟黑暗征战过
He has dealt with his deceit.
他也与撒旦的欺骗征战过
His lying.
与撒旦的这个谎言
And we have been created to deal with that.
我们被创造就是为了要对付这些
Remember Joshua?
记不记得约书亚
What God say to him?
当神对他讲
wherever you put your faith down by faith, that ground is mine.
你要凭着信，脚掌所踏之地都属于你。
It's a great passage, parents, for raising children.
对于父母来讲，这就是一个非常伟大的道路。
You can talk to them, you can be nice to them, you can give them money, you can give them cars. It will not change the heart.
你可以与他们交通来很好的对待他们甚至给他们钱财但都不是最后的答案。
God is the only one that can change the heart.
因为只有神能够改变人的心。
And we parents have to be fervent and we have to persevere.
我们必须要热心而且得胜。
And when I say parents, I also include grandparents.
我虽然刚才提到父母也包括祖父母。
This is the chief vocation of grandparents and that is standing for the children and for the body of Christ.
对祖父母来讲，我们最大的职责就是为着我们的孩子，为着教会来站住。
Many people get my age and they're bored.
有的人到了我这个年纪就非常的烦闷了。
No more employment.
已经不需要工作。
But God's intention is that you come into your real vocation and that is standing for your children.
但神这个时候让我们进到真正的职业里面，就是为着神站住
，standing for the next generation，
为着下一代站住。
When we pray for our children with a clean heart，
当我们带着清洁的心为孩子祷告
，when husband and wife are one，
当夫妻是一的话
，God will answer，
神会答应。
He says, "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name."
在那里讲你们奉我的名无论求什么
Whatsoever you shall ask abiding in me
无论你求什么住在我里面
Whatsoever you shall by obeying my commandments
住在我里面遵守我的命令
I will answer
我一定会答应
Every time
每一次
But we have to get right
但是我们需要把自己的权利让出来。
And God has to get us right to accomplish that, what I've just talked about.
然后神就会带我们进入到刚才所能够成就的一切里面。
Do we measure up to this task?
我们跟这个刚才所提到的这个任务职责来比，怎么样呢？
Well, I'll start with myself.
我从我自己开始。
I don't measure up.
我跟不上。
And none of us do.
我们里面没有一个人配得上。
In our own strength.
在我们自己的能力里面。
We are a proud people.
我们是骄傲的人。
We are a lukewarm Christian people.
我们是不冷不热的基督徒。
We have been pulled into the world.
我们被世界拉到里面。
There's nothing worse than being proud.
没有比骄傲更坏的事了。
Except that if you're boastfully proud,
而且比这个更坏的就是你带着一个夸口来骄傲。
And the worst of all is to be ignorant of our pride.
那但是比这个更糟最糟的就是对我们的骄傲甚至是无知的。
And that's what a lukewarm church is.
这就是一个不冷不热的教会的光景。
A Laodicean apostate church.
就是那个老底家不冷不热的教会。
And the church is me and you.
这个教会就是我，就是你。
Pride has crept in.
骄傲进到我们里面。
And Jesus says in Revelation 3, you are wretched and miserable.
在启示录第三章，主耶稣怎么讲？你们是困苦、可怜的。
You are poor, naked, and blind.
你们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Poor, blind, and naked.
你们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And you don't know it.
我们甚至都不知道。
In the verse prior,
在这一节之前
you think that you are rich.
你们以为你们是富足了。
You think you are clothed with righteousness.
你们以为你们身上穿戴了公义。
You think that you can see.
你们以为自己可以看见。
But in fact,
但是实际上
poor, blind, and naked.
你是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
We are blind of our pride.
我们对自己的骄傲都是瞎眼的。
We blame everyone but ourselves.
我们对每个人来抱怨，但除了我们自己。
It was the first thing that happened in the garden.
这个就是在那个伊甸园里面最早发生的。
Adam and Eve blamed.
亚当夏娃彼此抱怨。
And.We can be a believer for 50 years and still be making excuses.
我们可以信主五十年，还在那里找各样的借口。
I met with three young men this week.
这一周我与三个年轻人有机会在一起。
Ages 14, 16, 16.
他们的年纪是16岁、14岁、16岁、17岁。
One of the things I mentioned to them.
有一件事我交代他们。
You're no longer a boy.
你不再是一个男孩子了。
You are a man.
你是一个男人。
And the first lesson a man learns is to take responsibility.
那作为男人，第一件事就是你要负责任。
And the first responsibility we have to make is that I am quay of sinners, chief.
那第一个决定要做的就是我是罪人中的罪魁。
Have you ever said that?
你有没有,
have you ever realized that?
你有没有说过这样的话？你甚至有没有认识到这件事？
Our brother Jonathan prayed this morning, Lord, depart from me. I am a sinner.
Jonathan 弟兄今天早上他这样祷告，就说：主啊，我是个罪人，离开我。
It brought tears to my eyes.
这句话让我的眼里有泪痕。
He was quoting my biography. My biography.
这个讲的就是我的生平。
No, we have to realize when we read the Bible.
我们需要认识到，当读圣经的时候
，that God gives many, many examples of who we really are.
神给了我们许多许多的例子，告诉我们我们到底是谁呀？
But because we are blind,
但因为我们是瞎眼的，
We don't see it.
连这个都看不到。
I was having a lunch with a brother on Thursday, and I said, "You read the Book of Esther?"
然后在周四，我跟一个弟兄吃午饭的时候，我就问他：“你是在读以斯帖书吗？”
You read about Haman?
读到哈曼。
Have you ever read about Haman and considered it being you?
你在读哈曼的时候，有没有意识到这个哈曼是你呢？
His answer was, "I have a Haman spirit."
那我听到的回答就是：是的，我里面有哈曼的那个灵。
We have a Pharisaical spirit.
我们有那个法利赛人的灵。
We have a spirit that would deny Jesus just like Peter.
我们里面有一个灵，就像彼得那样，可以会否认主三次。
Even like Judas betray Jesus.
甚至像那个犹大来卖主。
You can take all the evil people in the Bible.
我们可以把圣经里面所有这些邪恶的人拿出来。
And all of us have equaled their sin.
我们与他们的罪是同等的。
In one word, if nothing else, the word pride.
就是这个字。
The pride is the very essence, the embodiment of Satan.
这个骄傲就是撒旦在我们里面成形。
We come across words like steal. I don't steal.
比如讲到偷窃，我不会偷窃呀。
We steal the glory of the Lord any and every time we have an opportunity.
我们每一次有机会都会偷窃神的荣耀。
And that's much more serious than stealing a car.
这个比偷一辆车更要严重。
Every time I look my nose down at another brother or sister,
如果我看到另外一个弟兄姐妹，我是
居高，or I become disturbed, angry,
或者我在这里愤怒。
The Bible defines anger as murder.
在圣经里面，对弟兄发怒，它的定义是杀人。
If we sin in one area,
如果我们在某一方面犯罪
，we sin in all areas.
那我们犯了一个罪，就是犯了全个律法。
This is why we don't want to forget Calvary.
所以我们不能忘记克西马尼。
We don't want to forget,
不能忘记独楼地。
We don't want to forget Gethsemane.
我们不能忘记克西马尼。
We need to come to the cross daily.
我们每天要到十字架面前。
And that's simply saying, "Not my will."
简单的讲，就是不照我的旨意。
I believe one of the best definitions was defined there in Gethsemane.
在克西马尼，这是最好的定义。
When the Lord Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done."
当耶稣在那里说，不照我的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。
In seven words, he summarized his whole life.
在这几个词里面，就把他的一生总结了。
Even before he was born, he said, "I empty myself."
甚至在他出生之前，他虚己。
I come as a baby.
成为一个婴孩。
I come as a man.
成为人子。
Not just a man, but a bond man without rights.
不光是作为人，是作为一个仆人，一个奴仆。
That's the cross.
这就是十字架。
This is the age of humility.
现在就是降卑的时代。
And God is doing this work.
神做这样的工作。
What is God to do with us?
那神到底要在我们这里做什么？
Now, I believe most of you know something of God's forgiveness.
我们相信在我们里面多多少少知道一些神的赦免。
Probably only few exceptions have not experienced the joy of just being forgiven.
也许我们中间有少数的人，你们还没有体会到被赦免的那个喜乐。
This is something that God has done in our spirit.
这个是神在我们灵里做的。
But we have a soul.
但我们还有魂。
And God takes 50 years, 60 years, 80 years to save this soul.
神就使用三十年、四十年、五十年，让魂得拯救。
Because our mind is on this world.
因为我们的思想是在这个世界里。
Our emotions are on this world.
我们的感情在这个世界里。
Our feelings and desires are tainted by this world.
我们的情感、我们的追求都是这个世界的样式。
And God, I think of this every birthday. God gives us birthdays.
在给神给我们有生日，我们也经常庆祝生日。
To save the soul，
来拯救魂。
And this is not easy。
这件事不容易。
How many years did it take in Moses's life？
对摩西来讲，他用了多少年
？80 years。
八十年。
And of course, he kept on saving it to 120。
虽然他又持续活了一直到120年。
At age 40, Moses loved the Lord。
在四十岁的时候，摩西是爱主的，爱神的。
He had a devotion for the Lord。
他是为神而摆上的。
He knew God's purpose。
他知道神的旨意。
He knew God's people had to come out of the world。
他知道神的儿女要从世界被拯救出来。
So he went out and going to help God out a little bit。
然后他就出去给神帮个忙。
And God said, "No, we do it my way."
然后神就说，不，要照我的方法。
And for 40 years.God worked in Moses' life.
然后四十年，神在摩西的生命里面来做。
Abraham, 100, his wife 90.
亚伯拉罕一百岁。
No children.
那时候撒拉九十岁，他们没有儿子。
Came to the end of themselves.
来到他们属人的这个尽头。
Totally surrendered.
完全的降服。
Not my will but thine.
不是我的旨意，照你的旨意。
And God could come in.
然后神就进来。
It takes time.
这个需要时间。
But God is going to accomplish this work.
但神要完成他的工作。
In Jeremiah 1:10,
在耶利米书第一章第十节。
I believe this is the verse in a very succinct way explains the building of the church.
我相信在这一节里面，非常真实简单的讲到怎么样教会被建造。
See, I have God speaking. See, I have appointed you this day for the nations and over the kingdom.
看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上。
And here is how you and I are built.
这个就是我们怎样被建造。
To pluck up and to break down.To destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
为要施行，拔出，拆毁，毁坏，倾覆，又要建立，栽植。
We are in the age of humbling.
我们现在的世代是降卑的时代。
And God is plucking up where there is mixture, where we are been infused into the world.
那神就在我们里面被世界侵入的地方来做。
He is breaking down stubborn, willful, attitudes in our life.
他要在我们的生命里面把那个刚硬那种悖逆的东西拆毁。
The Bible called in the New Testament they call it strongholds.
在新约里面讲到就是那个堡垒。
Things that only the Holy Spirit can dynamite out.
只有圣灵才能够把它完全的炸毁。
To destroy the works of the enemy.
来毁坏仇敌的工作
，overthrow the kingdom of darkness，
倾覆那个黑暗的国度。
And when there is this excavation, this removal，
当那个时候，当有这样去除的时候
，then there can be building, then there can be planting，
然后才会有建造跟栽植。
This is what God is doing today。
这个就是神今天怎样来做。
What qualifies God to do this humbling work?
那神有什么资格来做这样降卑的工作呢？
It's a very serious business.
因为这是一件非常严肃的事。
When we realize the qualifications of God in bringing us to zero,
但我们知道神有这个资质可以把我们带到无有的时候。
In this day of Small things.
在今天这些小事的年代
，It gives us confidence to trust Him.
就会给我们有信心信靠他。
So how does what characterizes God?
那神他的特性是什么呢
？To do this disciplining work.
来做这个拆毁的工作。
Well, one is His authority.
因为他有权柄。
God is absolute authority.
神他有绝对的权柄。
Two, perfect love.
第二，他有完全的爱。
God is just.
因为他是公义。
God is holy.
他是圣洁。
God has all the facts.
而且所有的真理都在他手里。
He knows how to administer the rod carefully.
他知道怎样非常小心的来行他的职责。
God does not get mad.
而且神不会发脾气。
He corrects us.
他更正我们。
Lovingly.
是在爱里面。
We can trust him.
我们可以信靠他。
How does God accomplish his end?
神怎么样来做成他的工作？
Well, the first thing, we have to have revelation.
第一件事，我们必须要有启示。
And the Apostle Paul is a good example.
保罗就是一个好的例子。
Paul is going this way to the right, or to the left, I should say, and God wants him to turn to the right.
保罗是想往左边走，但神就让他转过来走右边。
And God enters in.
神进入。
God comes into the situation.
来进入到这个境况里面。
And he stops us, as it were.
然后他就停止了保罗当时的工作。
It can be very easily with just someone mentioning a verse.
我们来讲一个章节是很容易的。
Or even better, someone at work might say, why are you happy? Don't you know the conditions are very poor?
或者我们借着读神的章节，或者是在甚至在工作上有一个人就说，你为什么这么高兴呢？知不知道你的问题在哪里
？There's going to be a 20% reduction in force.
我们公司要裁员20%。
Aren't you worried?
你会不会焦虑呢
？And a person has revelation. They see something of the Lord in that person.
如果我们里面有启示，就看到神在那个人里面有他的旨意。
There is a difficult exam coming up, and there is peace.
如果有一个很难的考试，我们怎样能够有平安呢
？This is how God begins to turn us.
这个就是神来让我们回转。
Of course, He uses the Word.
当然他会使用他的话语。
He uses the Holy Spirit.
他也使用圣灵来工作。
He uses fellowship with one another.
他也用我们彼此的交通来工作。
These are what I like to call the easy ways.
这些我称为他们是容易的办法。
But often we resist the word.
但经常我们却弃绝他的话。
We have the word given this morning, and we just sleep.
虽然今天早上有这些话语，但我可能就是睡过去了。
We're thinking, I wish he would hurry up so we can eat.
或者在这里想，哎，再快点吧，等会儿就要吃中饭了。
We don't see the times that we live in.
我们不会分辨我们现在所活的这个时间。
That the Lord is coming back.
但是神就要快来。
In the day of Peter, the people would say to Peter, well.God has been saying he's going to come back for a long time. He hasn't come back.
在彼得的年代，也许有人对彼得说，主他说他要快来，但是已经过了这么久了。
That is going to change in a minute.
但这件事可以很快的被回转。
And because it is, and because of God's love,
因着神的爱
，He raises the heat.
他会给我们加温。
Turns up the temperature.
把那个烤炉的温度
，And he uses things that catch our attention.
用一些事情抓住我们的注意力。
Job was an upright man, probably the most spiritual righteous man in the land.
约伯在当时的那个世界，在地上是义人，也许是最公义的人。
He took care of orphans. He took care of widows. He took care of people that were homeless.
他照顾孤儿寡妇还有那些无家可归的
A wonderful man
是一个非常好的人
But there were areas blind spots in his life
但是在他的生命里面还有一些那个 没有被去除的黑暗啊污点。
And what did God do?
那神怎么做
？And what did God do?
神做了什么
？Okay. Turned up the heat.
就把温度升高。
And he allowed Satan to test him.
啊，他就允许撒旦来试验约伯。
Within parameters.
是在神所允许的范围里。
And the heavy hand of the enemy came in to steal, kill, and destroy.
所以这个撒旦的手重重的进来，就是偷窃、杀害、毁灭。
And Job had quite a struggle.
约伯那时候很大的挣扎。
But he came to that place.
但是他来到这个地方。
Of seeing.
看见了。
Not just hearing, but seeing the Lord.
不光只是听见，他看见了神。
That the Lord was on the throne.
就是神坐在宝座上。
And he was totally given to the Lord and the circumstances.
所以他就把自己也把这个所遭遇的都交在神手里。
And peace came in.
平安进来了。
And he was able to function in his purposeful vocation.
然后他才可以在这个这么有旨意的工作里面。
Praying for the body of Christ.
开始为基督的身体祷告。
God uses sin to get our attention in this day of humility.
在神降卑的年代，神是使用罪恶让我们注意力可以集中。
Our sin causes a lot of problems.
我们的这个罪带给我们许多的问题。
And God lets us wallow around in our mistakes.
那神就用着在我们犯错的，还有他周围的一切。
Until we cry out,
让我们至终可以向他来呼喊。
Sin ties right in with our self life,
因为罪是与我们这个己生命紧紧的连在一起。
God as it were says, "Okay, Dale, just go ahead and do your own thing."
然后神可能就说 ，Dale， 你就走你自己的路吧。
Don't consult me.
不需要来找我有什么参谋意见。
And all of a sudden, I am in over my head.
然后突然之间，我就充满了自己的思想。
Sleepless nights.
睡不着觉。
Worry.
焦虑。
Fear.
甚至恐惧。
And it draws us back to Him.
就把我们带回到他那里。
God is over everything on this planet right now.
神现在就在我们这个地上一切事物之上之中。
He's at the heart door of every single person. He's at the heart door. Particularly with believers knocking.
哦，他是在每一个敲门的人那个门旁边。
God uses the systems of this world to get our attention.
神甚至用这个世界的系统让我们的注意力可以注视它。
Again, the world has an allurement.
这个世界是有吸引的。
And it draws us very subtly into its philosophy.
把我们慢慢的不自觉的就带到它的哲学系统里面。
Whether it's educational,
或者是借着教育。
Many think education is the answer.
很多事情他们说教育是这个解决的办法。
Our education is destroying our young people by the minute.
这个学业每一分钟都在毁坏我们的年轻人。
Because of the lack of being grounded at home.
因为在家里面没有敲门。
The whole healthcare system.
整个医疗系统。
Political system.
政治的系统。
We have a tendency to trust these various systems.
我们里面的倾向就是信靠这些系统。
Wall Street, the economic system.
华尔街这个金融系统。
The entertainment world.
娱乐。
Sports world.
体育。
Very, very subtle.
非常非常的微妙。
These things become important.
这些事突然变得很重要。
They take our, not only our time, but they steal our heart.
不光占了我们的时间，甚至夺了我们的心。
God is jealous.
神是嫉邪的神。
He does not want any competition.
他 不要任何的竞争。
He doesn't want anything to excite our hearts but Him.
他愿意的是在我们心里除了他没有其他的任何。
He doesn't want another person to take the place.
他不愿意任何一个人在这个心里面。
Husband, wife, or little children.
或者是丈夫，或者妻子，或者我们的孩子来占据这个地位。
He wants to be the lover.
他要成为那个爱人。
He wants us to have all of our affection on Him.
他愿意我们所有的爱都在他上面。
It's interesting, brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus has our absolute attention and affection.
很有意思的，当主耶稣得着我们所有的注目，得着我们所有爱的时候
，we have a greater affection for the people around us.
我们就对周围的人有更大的爱。
The world is evil.
这个世界是握在恶者的手下。
It's very subtle.
非常的微妙。
And that's why God had to take His children out of Egypt.
所以神要从埃及把他的儿女带出来。
So that they would not become part of Egypt.
所以他们不会成为埃及的一部分。
He wanted their heart to be pure.
他要他们的心是纯洁。
And God brings these things into our life to do this pure work.
然后神就用我们生命里发生的事带我们进入洁净里面。
And we find out the world feels good for a moment, but then it has a horrible sting.
我们经常会觉得这个世界开始尝起来是有甘甜，但最后却变成那个腥臭的味道。
I think some of you have experienced that even in the field of sports.
很多人甚至在体育里面就经历这件事。
There is this build up. Our team is winning.
就是在那里建造啊，我的这个队又赢了，又赢了。
And then one game, it's over.
然后输了一场，所有的都结束。
Very disappointing.
非常让人失望。
And it's that way with everything in life.
在我们生活里面很多事都是一样的。
Anytime we put our hope, our trust, our time into something other than the Lord Jesus,
什么时候我们把盼望、信靠还有时间放在不是主的其他事上，
It becomes a wilderness. It dries up.
就成为旷野，就成为那沙漠。
The Lord uses sickness.
神使用疾病。
There's a lot of sickness, rare diseases going on right now.
就算在现在，有很多疾病，甚至一些绝症在我们中间。
And what's the purpose?
那里面的目的在哪里？
Is God cruel?
是不是神很残酷？
It's exactly the opposite.
是完全相反。
We know a couple little girls.One is a year old, one is 6 years old, that have been in Children's Hospital in Boston and in Seattle the last 2 months.
在过去两个月，我知道有两个女孩子在波士顿的医院，那个儿童医院，一个是一岁，一个是六岁。
Christian parents.
他们的父母都是基督徒。
Why these things?
为什么这个事情发生？
We all hear of these things daily.
而且每天都听到这样的事情。
Are these just random things?
是不是完全是漫无目的发生的呢？
No, God wants a people that are just like His Son.
不是的，神是要找到一般人，就像他儿子一样。
And to accomplish that,
但是为了要达到
，we have to be disciplined.
我们必须要被管教。
We have to be child trained.
必须要有儿童的管教。
And He does that through these. It's like a spanking.
那神就借着这些，就是这些管教。
It's the work of the sickness is all the work of the enemy.
疾病都是仇敌的工作。
He is the origin of sickness and death.
他就是疾病跟死亡的源头。
But God in His wisdom,
但是神在他的智慧里面
did not remove sickness and death at the cross for us while we're on this earth.
在十字架上，他却没有为我们今天在地上完全去除疾病跟死亡。
In fact,God uses these works of the enemy.
但是其实神是使用了仇敌的工作
to His good.
为着他的益处
These are the things that turn us to the Lord.
因为这些事让我们来转向神。
These are the things that call us to cause us to fall at our bedside and cry out to the Lord.
因为这些事让我们在床边跪下来向神呼求。
Be merciful to me, a sinner.
怜悯我吧，我是个罪人。
Remember the publican?
还记得 Republican?
The publican, God answered his prayer. Not the Pharisee, but the publican.
神那个垂听了罪人的祷告。
Be merciful to me, the sinner.
神啊，你怜悯我，我是一个罪人。
It's the day of humiliation.
这个就是降卑的日子。
It's the day of small things.
就是那个小事的日子。
God dealing with one here, two here, three here.
神就在这里，在一个人身上，在两个人身上，在三个人身上做。
God is making a holy people.
神在这里要来建造圣洁的子民。
We don't become holy by coming to a meeting for a couple hours a week.
每周两个小时来到这里聚集，并不让我们更圣洁。
And if you're really active, go to a couple more meetings during the week.
如果你更活跃的话，那参加再多参加两个聚会。
Meetings have their place.
Meeting.
Meetings have their place.
这个聚集，这个聚会有他们的地位。
They're a very small part of our life.
他们是我们生命里面很小的一部分。
We live 24/7.
我们活着是一周七天，每天24小时。
In many different activities.
有许许多多的活动。
Many different responsibilities.
许许多多的职责。
Mothers taking care of children.
这个母亲照看孩子。
Incidentally, the most important vocation in the world is a mother raising her children, training her children for Christ.
其实在这个世界上最重要的职业就是一个妈妈在那里照看婴孩，而且训练这个孩子在神里。
Nothing more important.
没有比这个更重要的职业。
More important than 10 PhDs.
这个职业比十个博士要做的还要大。
And a $200,000 a year job.
甚至比一个20万年薪的工作还要大。
Doesn't even compare.
根本就没有可比性。
Most important thing.
是最重要的事。
Very boring.
非常的繁琐。
But it doesn't have to be.
但不需要这样。
Anytime a woman thinks that it's boring and tedious.
如果一个妇女觉得这样的事真的是没意思。
She's lost sight of what her vocation is in God's sight.
那他就失去了在神眼光里的这个职业该是什么。
There's 24 hours a day to sing, to pray for that little baby.
其实时时刻刻我们都可以为这个孩子来祷告。
And our world would be a lot different today if mothers were taking that responsibility.
如果每个妈妈都这样负起职责的话，这个世界是完全不一样的。
It says, train up a child in the way he should go.
我们教养儿童使他走当走的路。
Everything in the house should be just spontaneously about the Lord.
在每个家里面，应该无时无刻是马上都是关于神的事。
Any problem that comes up, whether 1-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, let's take it to the Lord.
不管什么问题，一岁的、四岁的、五岁的孩子的问题，马上带到神面前。
Grandparents pray for our children.
祖父母们为我们的孩子们祷告。
Pray for your grandchildren.
为你的孙子孙女来祷告。
Our children are often so busy just making a living, they don't have time to even think about spiritual things.
因为你的儿女太忙了，在这个世界上，甚至连属灵的事都不去考虑。
And the devil is having a heyday.
那个时候，仇敌就要在那里高兴快乐了。
But God is on the throne.
但是神是坐在宝座上的。
God's will be done.
神的旨意必要成就。
We need to wake up.
我们需要醒过来。
And quit murmuring against the humiliation.
不要再为这个降卑的事在这里抱怨。
God's humbling is to get our attention.
神让我们降卑，所以可以让我们注目他。
26 years ago, when the Lord took my wife home,
在26年前，当神带我的第一个妻子离世的时候
，What was the purpose?
目的在哪里
？To get my attention.
就是让我可以注意，因为我是一个刚硬的人。
I am slow to learn.
我是一个很慢的学习的人。
We need to wake up.
我们需要醒过来
and not allow our children and grandchildren and the church to slide into the devil's hands.
不要让我们的孙子孙女，让我们的教会就这样滑入仇敌的手中。
Last week in Austin, I spoke on "It is late, but it's not too late."
在奥斯汀上周，我跟大家分享的是，现在已经很迟了，但是总是不会太迟。
It's late. In fact, it's very late.
迟了，甚至很迟了。
Check your pulse. Are you breathing?
我们要看看自己的脉搏还在跳吗？
You have a heartbeat?
有没有心跳？
Then it's not too late.
那还不是那还不是最晚。
We need to repent.
还不是太晚。
Brothers,
我们需要悔改，
弟兄姐妹们。
我们需要悔改。
This is the answer.
因为这是一个答案。
We just sang that song. It's the cross.
我们刚刚唱了这个诗歌是十字架。
God allows a lot of stuff, and it's going to get more intense to come into our life.
神允许了许多的事，会以后会更加的密集在我们生命里面发生。
Next week we'll celebrate, if you can call it celebrate, 1 year since Harvey.
下一周我们。如果有人庆祝的话，那是哈维一周年。
There's some wonderful testimonies that came out of Harvey.
在哈维里面有很多美好的见证。
See, there was a lot of destruction.
在那里有许多的毁坏。
And the Lord's not worried about the destruction.
但神其实不在乎这些毁坏。
He's looking for the hearts that turn to Him.
他看的是有心转向他。
The people that realize that their $400,000 house can be gone in a minute.
很多人认识到这个就算40万的房子转眼间就可以被毁坏。
Turn to 2 Peter and see what's going to happen to your $500,000 house.
如果你翻到彼得后书第四章，你可以看到以后你这个40万的房子会有什么发生。
And in 1 second, there's going to be fission and fusion, and the whole world will be consumed in fire.
就是很快的一瞬间，整个世界要像旧衣服卷起来，在大响声里面，在火里面被销毁。这就是圣经所讲的。
Why do we put our love and affection on things that are going to evaporate in a moment?
为什么我们要把自己的喜爱跟我们的爱摆在这些就要被一瞬间就毁坏的事情里面
？Oh, the foolishness of man!
真是神人的愚拙。
Our brothers and sisters, there is a foolishness far superior than man.
弟兄姐妹们，有一个愚拙甚至比人还大。
And that's the cross.
就是十字架。
We need to come to the cross hourly.
我们每一个时刻都要来到十字架面前。
Not the person next to you, you.
不是你旁边坐着的人，是你自己。
I'll be more direct, myself.
或者我要说我自己。
This is for me.
这是为着我。
This is not child play.
不是一个孩子在那里随心所欲。
We're going to lose a whole generation of children.
我们会失去一代的青少年。
And for no other reason than just the iPhone.
就为着他们使用这个 iPhone 就可能失掉这些人。
We're addicted to a little thing called the iPhone.
因为他们上瘾了，就是因为手里有这个 iPhone.
For the first time in history, Satan has a means to get right to the direct heart of every one of our children.Even here in the meeting place.
在历史历代，现在是第一次，撒旦可以直接的对着我们的孩子，甚至现在就对着他们的心来攻击。
And I'm not talking even about pornography.
我甚至不讲到那些淫秽的图画。
That's one aspect of it.
那个是其中的一方面。
Just social media.
就讲到社交的软件。
Facebook. I'm not against Facebook.
我不是反对脸书。但是我要提脸书。
I think the name is very intriguing.
我发现这个名字是非常的 intriguing.
God, interesting.
非常的有意思。
God takes this whole book, the Bible.
神使用整本书圣经。
And says that every one of us here needs to be crucified.
讲到这里的每个人都要被钉十字架。
And yet, we want to get our face in front of everybody we can.
但是我们却要把自己的脸显在所有可能的每个人面前。
As we go on with the Lord, we'll see how foolish it is.
如果我们把这件事带到主面前，是非常愚拙的。
We'll see, this face isn't really much to look at.
就会知道我们自己的脸没什么好看的。
Being a funeral director.I know what happens with these faces.
我曾经是在那个殡葬的行业，我知道死人的脸是什么样的。
They decay.
会腐朽。
Burned up.
会烧掉。
Gone.
直接就是湿掉了。
This face is not reality.
这个脸不是一个实际。
It's a temporary shell.
只是一个暂时的 一个外面的躯壳。
A few years we're on this earth.
只不过我们在地上活的这些年日。
And all the time God is working on our spirit.
但这些年代，其实神是在我们灵里做工。
God is spirit.
神的灵。
Our spirit is going to live with God forever.
我们的灵要与神在一起，直到永远。
He's developing a pure spiritual heart.
他在我们要建造的是一个属灵的清洁的心。
And at the right time, this shell, this body, is cast off.
总有一天，我们外面这个身体，这个躯壳，要毁灭。
See how shallow we are.
看到我们何等的肤浅吗？
How narrow we are.
何等的狭隘。
How deceived we are.
何等的容易被欺骗。
We have put our interest in the wrong thing.
我们把自己的兴趣摆在不对的地方。
But God is not mocked.
但是神不可能被嘲笑。
God will not be deceived.
神不可能被欺骗。
God will win.
神一定会得胜。
In fact, we look at the end of the book, he's already won.
如果我们把这本书翻到最后，神已经得胜。
He wants us to cooperate.
他愿意我们今天来合作。
He wants us to give all to him.
他愿意我们今天把所有的归给他。
That book, that song that we just sang, 384.
刚才所唱到的这个诗歌。
Let's sing verse 4 and 5.
让我们来唱第四、第五节。685首。
Just walk, 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 walk. We have time.
不需要跑。
There. 384.
384首。
Lead me to Calvary.
384首。
Lead me to that place. 7 words will change your life.
领我到骷髅地。
This is Calvary. I'm going to define Calvary. Not my will, but God be done.
在英文是七个字。那在中文，我来定义什么是独楼地，不是我的旨意，是神的旨意。
The number isn't that important.
这个数字不重要。
It's just that we often do not know what this word cross means.
只是因为很多时候我们不了解十字架的意思在哪里。
Simply means crossing Dale King out.
基本上讲到就是去除 Dale King.
Crossing you, put your name out.
就是把你自己的名字去掉。
Not my will.
不是我的旨意。
God, what do you want?
神，你要什么？
You show me.
你向我启示。
I don't have wisdom for this answer regarding my household, my children.
对于我家里，对于我孩子这件事情，我没有智慧可以知道怎么办。对于我的婚姻，
but you do.
但是你可以。
Lead me to Calvary.
领我到独楼地。
When?
什么时候？
Now.
现在。
And every minute from now on.
而且从现在开始的每时每刻。
Walking along with the Lord, not my will.Lord, but thine be done.
与神与主同行，不照我的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。